I'm David Schreiner-Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. Would you like to learn how you can generate more leads without struggling to deliver your services to the clients you already have? What if you were taught how to step out of your comfort zone to leverage tools like podcasts, social media, and video in order to constantly bring in leads, sales, and keep your pipeline full? And what if you knew how to hire the right talent that'll help you scale your business and create greater value without being so hands-on? Join our free Smashing the Plateau community on Facebook, where listeners and guests of Smashing the Plateau connect, collaborate, and learn how to smash the plateau in business, work, and in life. Go to smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook to join now. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Christy Lopez. Dr. Christy Lopez is a psychologist, coach, and founder of the Internal Mastery Program for Next Level Living. She's appeared on the Dr. Phil Show, the reality TV show Downsized, the Growth to Freedom Show, and much more. She has helped thousands of clients over the past 20-plus years achieve greater success in business, relationships, and life. Dr. Christy Lopez, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Christy, why is psychology an important ingredient for entrepreneurs to be successful?
Well, since you're asking me as a psychologist, I might be a little biased. everything, whenever I'm working with anyone or whenever you're dealing with people, it really comes down to psychology, the psychology of yourself, the psychology of others, and everything branches off from there. So I really see this as the foundation for success because it's the foundation of you.
You know, it's interesting. Yes, psychology is definitely part of this equation. Why do you think business owners, particularly those that are running small businesses like solopreneurs, why do you think they struggle so much with the psychology part of being successful in their business?
Well, for the most part, a lot of people, the way that our brains are set up is that we have a negativity bias, and it's kind of always on the lookout for something wrong or negative. So just in general, everyone is operating with this kind of a brain, which oftentimes can serve as a hindrance or, you know, could actually like really prevent you from succeeding. And when you are, especially when you are by yourself or you're a solopreneur or you only have a couple of other people, you only have a range of what's going on in your own brain and maybe one or two other people's brains. And so people are egocentric, which is they are very much attuned to what's going on in their brain. And oftentimes they get caught up in this negativity that's going on, and that's what hinders them. And if they don't have other people there to talk against something or to talk with something or to kind of see other perspectives, they really tend to get mired in what's going on in their own particular brain.
So what are some examples of some of these negative thoughts that can seriously impact our ability to move forward?
So often people have basic core beliefs that they usually don't like to consciously recognize, but that are underlying, and they can be some pretty deep things like not being good enough, that some of their success has just been based on luck or someone else's help or something like that. Or they could, if they have a belief of, well, okay, maybe I have done some pretty good things or I've made it this far, then it often jumps in there of like, but this might be it. So this is kind of like the plateau thing, like, but maybe this is as far as I can get. Maybe my ability is stuck here. Like maybe I can't keep going. I can't keep progressing, because when you're trying to progress and you're trying to improve and you're trying to do these things, it requires encountering situations that are most likely going to trigger your brain about threat, because it's something new, it's something surprising, it's something that could possibly have a negative outcome. And your brain likes to try and keep everything static or homeostasis, and it tries to keep everything safe. And so when you are trying to improve, it is pretty inevitable that your brain is going to cause you some issue with that.
Yeah, and as I've discussed with so many people on this podcast, if you don't step outside your comfort zone, you're not going to grow.
Right, exactly. And your brain is built to try and maintain homeostasis, which is exactly
the opposite
issue.
Right, yeah. Right. Your brain is wired to keep you inside your comfort zone.
Right, exactly. And your brain gets pretty efficient, and it does things subconsciously that, you know, a lot of times people have a hard time even recognizing it or identifying it, and then, you know, let alone doing something about it.
Christy, do you think that all of the technological tools that we have nowadays that enable us to work from anywhere, particularly for solopreneur service businesses, have exacerbated this ability for these negative thoughts to just keep cycling inside our brain, and for us to have less of an opportunity to talk things through with other people that may help us shift our behavior a little bit and get outside of our comfort zone?
Yes. Yeah, it does allow for people to be able to be more isolated. And that serves exactly what you just said, which is you're just kind of cycling over your own brain without testing it against something or hearing it out, even like talking out loud. So even just for basic thought process, or especially like strategy or things like that, it's very helpful to speak out loud and then actually to speak out loud to another person. So that helps a lot with the strategy and with memory and all kinds of brain functions. But if people are pretty much running on their own and they're not really having conversation or getting other perspectives, then it is that constant rumination or that constant going over in your own brain. And it's making your neural networks around that more densely connected, and your brain becomes more efficient at that versus the ability to have multiple neural networks going around an issue because you're having conversations with different people, or you're getting different input, or, you know, just having variety.
So for somebody who has a lot of expertise and they know they have expertise, yet they're struggling to develop or maybe to maintain consistent revenue in a solopreneur service business, what would you advise them to do? How do they get started on dealing with some of these issues around negativity bias?
Well, for the most part, it's very helpful for people to be able to talk with or work with someone. So you can have informal social support or informal help, but do make sure that these are the right people. Because otherwise, if you are talking and kind of going in the same circle with somebody, it actually just makes it worse. So you really have to be careful on who you're picking to kind of have as your informal support. And then I highly advise formal support too, because then for sure, you're not going to get someone who's just going to kind of be a yes person, or you're not going to get someone who is just kind of rolling around the same thought pattern you are having. And it gives you this other person that can open up basically your neural networks into different areas. So having informal and formal support is one thing that I think is very helpful for people to do, especially when they haven't had that or they don't have that.
Sounds great. What else can they do?
So then I really believe that anyone's business is going to be limited by themselves. So the more you work on yourself then, and that's again with like either the help that I was talking about previously, but also just your own self-education and then your own psychology. So not only help in terms of kind of the technical business part, but help in terms of the internal part. So for me, it's success is really from the inside out, and it's developing a brain that helps and benefits you versus beats you up or sabotages you, because your business is going to be limited by basically your brain's ability.
That's good. So have support, work on yourself to overcome your self-imposed limits? Anything else that's sort of basic steps?
Establishing a plan and systems. That's the other main thing that I talk to people about, because I usually tell people it's like you're looking at two things. You're looking at the internal, so it's the success from the inside out, because you have control over that. But you are living in an external world, or you have an environment, and you have like the technical, practical things that need to be done. So then that's the other area. And a lot of times it's an issue of kind of basic like planning and setting up systems. So your business is like your brain. Our brains have a lot to do, and we have a lot to do in business. And our brains like to become efficient. So it gets these like neural networks down and these paths down and these like systems down. So you're automatically kind of doing things. Now, a lot of times you could automatically be doing things that are not helpful, but that's how your brain works. And that's how your business can work too, because you are setting up these systems, these paths, this way of doing things, so that a lot of it could be running while you are then developing and progressing even further.
Sounds great. So have support, work on yourself, establish plans and systems. Any other basic steps?
I think those are the kind of the primary beginning steps that I get people going on, because there's a lot within each of these steps, and especially the one of the working on you and your psychology, because that is a continuous thing. You can always grow and evolve and change and develop.
You sure can. And I've had discussions with people who are quite successful, who are, and one of the reasons they're successful is they do work on themselves, and they continually strive to make themselves better. So, Christy, what kinds of results have you seen when people who haven't had these basic steps in place start to put them into place?
Well, I've had the pleasure of working with over 1,000 people, so I've been able to see these transformations. And you know, even though I've been doing this forever, it's like every time I feel the accomplishment that my clients are having, and to see them from like day one to then how they've already been changing within, you know, days to weeks and then months, it's pretty incredible. I always feel like I need to get some kind of like sound effects machine of like clapping or something like that, because my clients will come in and they'll say and they'll do things that, you know, just even like 2 months ago was totally off their radar. So the good news is our brains are malleable. Our brains can learn, and our brains can get really good at things that it didn't even know before. But it does take practice. So that's the main thing. You have to work on it for things to happen. But if you do different, you will get different.
Sounds great. And is there a story you might be able to share about how somebody has achieved some great results by going through this process?
Let's see. I'm kind of thinking of a recent person that I've been working with. So she had achieved a lot. You know, like from the outside, it looks like she's really achieved a lot in the business world and in her like really top high level company. And she has. But part of the issue she was having had more to do with like the relational parts of things. So a lot of times in business, people are able to do pretty well or get pretty far more based on like intelligence or kind of the practical behavioral things. But if you're dealing with people, which for most businesses, you're going to be dealing with people, whether it's coworkers or people that you are supervising or mentoring or your customers or clients or any of that, the relational part, the human part is very important too. And I run into a lot of people who have difficulty in that area. So to have someone who had a really hard time with that part of things within the business realm, which was also in her personal realm, go from not really having a relationship, not really having even family relationships or social relationships, and then having this difficulty within her work with her team and the people that were, you know, that she supervises. And within a few months, all of that had changed. Like, she had her first relationship, she reconnected with her family, and then she was starting to get the feedback on her, you know, every time that she gets reviewed about now this side was really coming up and people were wanting to work with her and she was getting more people. The good news is this too, it generalizes to all areas of your life. So when you work on something in a particular context, your brain will generalize it and you can have success in all these areas.
Yeah, it certainly can expand the impact beyond the perhaps a narrow problem that might be the trigger for what you're trying to solve.
Oh, and you know what? I just remembered. She called me because she couldn't wait until our next session to tell me that she had been put up for a promotion, and she was one of the youngest people to get put up for that level of promotion, and it seemed as if what was holding her back was that relational side.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to note.
Yeah.
Christy, how did you realize that there was a connection between psychology and entrepreneurship?
Well, I think, again, you know, kind of biased asking a psychologist, that has kind of always been my leaning, psychology. And I just kind of always had this understanding about psychology being the basis of everything and anything dealing with you or, you know, humans. And then as I was seeing my clients for various different reasons and, you know, in different areas, it keeps coming down to a couple of primary things as far as human nature type things. And then helping people with what's going on with their psychology, then I could see not only did I help them with what they came in for, like, oh, I'm coming in for this particular thing because it has to do with like a relationship or like being a parent, or it has to do with business, or it has to do with I lost someone, or no matter why someone came in, when I not only help them with why they came in, and then I help them with all of these other skills, that's again when I see this improvement in all the areas of their life and including business. And I do see, now I really see a lot of entrepreneurs and professionals and executives, and I just can see over and over and working with them as they grow and develop, their businesses grow and develop at the same because it's linked like that. It's very highly correlated.
Right. So given the fact that there is this correlation, and touching on something you said earlier about when you have support, you need to have the right people. What are your thoughts about what seems to be an explosion of people who call themselves business coaches, who may or may not have the kind of training that you do, who may or may not have actually experienced success themselves in business? There's no barrier to entry to call yourself a business coach. And so many entrepreneurs are struggling to, particularly if they're, again, going back to somebody that's running an expertise-based business, if they know that they actually have a lot of skills to offer, yet they're struggling to be financially successful with their business, and they're seeking help, and there's so many people out there who say, oh, you just follow this method and you'll triple your income, or follow this method and you can easily earn your first $1 million a year in revenue as a very tiny business. What are your thoughts about all these people that are offering all these kinds of what seem like kind of fantastic solutions?
Right. Actually, I am scared. I am, because I hear and I listen to, you know, all kinds of things. And when I come across and hear a coach or, you know, someone who's calling themselves whatever, I guess they're calling themselves, kind of tout their, you know, one big revelation or secret that they, and it seems to always be that they learned it on their deathbed. It's like, they learned it on their deathbed or when they hit rock bottom. So a lot of times it is this, you know, oh, I personally have almost died. And when I almost died, I figured out this one kind of miracle revelation, and that's how everything's going to be fixed. And that's what I kind of hear them going on and saying. And then when I hear what their kind of techniques are, a lot of times I am really taken aback, because I do know the psychology research and the psychological research out there. And a lot of times what people are telling people to do is exactly the thing that will make it worse. So I am always concerned and kind of shocked at some of the things that I hear people doing. On the other side, I have heard some other people where they are talking about this supposed thing that sounds like they kind of felt like they made up themselves. And then in my mind, I'm like, oh no, that's, you know, whoever's theory or whoever's, you know, psychological research discovered that like 30 years ago. So it's like, but at least I know that what they're talking about is based on research, where most of the people I come across or that I hear, it seems to be based on their own personal experience versus science.
So if somebody is struggling and looking for some structured help, what kind of advice can you offer about how to find the right kind of help?
Well, unfortunately, I think it is going to be like a trial and error process, because it's like anything, you have to get out there and you have to see if you can find a good match. And it's a match in a couple of ways. So a good match in terms of relational, so like working with someone, and then the style of that person, and then what that person is actually doing and like how they're guiding you or how you are going to be working together. So whenever I'm talking to anyone who's possibly going to be working with me, I let them know what my style is, because my style tends to be a little bit different than like your typical psychologist person. So it's not just, you know, lay on your couch and tell me about your mother. So it's actually more of a coaching, which is why I do both coaching and, you know, the deeper psychology work. But it is a active style. There's lots of things that we actually do know through science, through research, that get results on how your brain works and how you can work with your brain. So you need to have a good match with someone, and then you need to know, feel confident that that person knows what they're doing so that they can guide you in a correct way, and for sure not in a way that's going to actually make it worse.
Sounds like great advice. And Christy, as we're winding up, I wondered, since like the people that you serve, you also run your own business, I wondered if I can ask you a bonus question about what are the top actionable tips that you use yourself that have been most helpful for you to achieve business success for yourself. And I'm going to ask you to hold your answer to that question, because we're going to post the answer inside our Facebook group. And while you're thinking about it, let's turn and talk about somebody else. And I wondered if you can mention somebody you know personally who's done a really remarkable job of smashing the plateau.
Well, I think I do have someone in particular I can say, but first I'm kind of thinking of like all my clients, like the lady I had talked about before. I am so proud of my clients who do the work, because I can really see how people were on the verge of losing a business or losing an important relationship or losing their sanity. And they have been able to do the work and turn things around. And if we're looking for one person in particular, I'm going to go ahead and name Dan Kuchel, which he has the podcast Growth to Freedom, and I often serve as a expert guest on his show. So he has talked on his show about how we know each other. So we do know each other because Dan was actually a client of mine. And so Dan talks about all of the things that he has gone through, and, you know, he has had many road bumps and plateaus, and I have been fortunate to work with him to help him overcome these bumps and plateaus and obstacles. I mean, he's had some big bumps and small bumps, but you put them all together, and Dan is actually the ideal client like that I like to work with, because he not only does he listen, but he is a doer. So, and this is the thing, if you do different, you will get different. And that's what I want to see. I know these techniques, these strategies, this science, you know, it works, but the person has to do it. And Dan is a great example of that. You let him know, you guide him. He's like coachable, you know, you guide him and he does it. And then he goes beyond. So I really, you know, give him great admiration for everything that he's been able to do and what he continues to do. So like what I was saying earlier, you can always grow and evolve and progress. And Dan has had many successes and been able to come back from lows and become even better.
Yeah, he certainly has. And as listeners of this show know, Dan's been on Smashing the Plateau. He's a friend of mine. And yeah, he's a really great example of how you smash the plateau. So thank you for sharing his story with our listeners.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
Christy, what can we look forward to in the near future from you? What's coming up?
Well, I am, you know, given that it's the new year pretty soon, I'm kind of starting a cycle of my internal mastery coaching program for the new year. So that's something that I'm kind of gearing up to do again. I work with people individually, but I also work with them in a small group platform. So I'm gearing up to kind of start another cycle for this coming year, and it's internal mastery for next level living. And it's called that because that's what I'm talking about, like success from the inside out. How do you develop your brain to benefit you versus beating you up so that you can progress in all areas of your life, including business?
Sounds great. And Christy, how can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
So I have a website that is my name, basically. So it's ChristyLopezPhD.com. So my Christy has no H. Everybody always wants to put an H in it, but there's no H. So ChristyLopezPhD.com. I also am on the various social media platforms, and you know, yeah, if your listeners do know about Dan and his Growth to Freedom show, actually, Dan, the last time I was on his show, he told me that I was the most frequent expert guest he's had. So I think there's probably like 30 plus shows of Growth to Freedom with me and Dan, or, you know, me on there talking with Dan about various different things, you know, psychology related, brain related, and how to overcome and develop your brain to benefit you.
Sounds great. Well, Christy, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. My guest today has been psychologist and coach Dr. Christy Lopez. Thank you again, Christy, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau. I hope you've enjoyed our discussion today. To get Dr. Christy Lopez's answer to my bonus question, join our free Smashing the Plateau community on Facebook, where all the practical tips that our guests share on the show will be there waiting for you to sift through and implement in your own business. Our community focuses on helping you uncover things like how to generate more leads, how to scale your business by hiring the right talent, and how to step out of your comfort zone to leverage new tools like podcasts, social media, and video. Go to smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook to join now. That's smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook. We want you to smash the plateau in business, work, and in life.